The following is a part of the Radio Memphis On Demand service. It originally aired live on Radio Memphis and has been edited for time.
It's time for your weekly Road Crew Tip, brought to you by the Radio Memphis Road Crew Radio Series and Ken Barr Films.
All right, you guys know it's time, and not only is it time for the Radio Memphis Road Crew Radio Series Road Weekly Road Tip, it is a special one because it is the very first one of the year 2018, January 1st. Happy New Year, everyone. I hope everybody had a great time. I hope everybody was safe. And for those of you that may be just tuning in, maybe you've had a kind of off chance that you've had a free moment and you're just now coming into the fold and you're trying to figure out what it is that we're doing when we stop down at this time. This is something that, you know, actually was created by Radio Memphis, a Road Crew Radio Series, Ken Barr Films. And what we're doing is that we're bringing more insight to the table for emerging artists and entertainers by actually sitting down with some of the best industry pros that work behind the scenes. You know, think about their incredible record you just bought. Think about that live show you just saw, or even that cool event that you just went to. There's a team of people that's always behind that. And, you know, this ultimately started as from a relationship that I had was able to develop with none other than Mr. Ken Barr. And you guys know him as a filmmaker, independent filmmaker. You also know him as an author. He's also one of the original guys that threw the book out there, We Are the Road Crew. And this is ultimately how all of this idea, you know, pretty much blossomed and grew into, you know, the fantastic beast that it's become right here on Radio Memphis. And speaking of Ken Barr, you know, since we are on tip number 20 and it is the very first of the year and it's brand new, you know, 2018, you know, I couldn't think of anybody better I wanted to start the year off with. Then my cohort, Mr. Ken Barr himself. How are you doing, honey?
I am awesome, Dee. How are you?
I'm good. Happy New Year, sweetheart.
Happy New Year, darling. It's beginning of a new year, and who knows where this is going to take us. I'm looking forward to it.
I am looking extremely forward to it. And, you know, and it's funny because, you know, we planted it, you know what I mean? And, you know, threw some dirt on it, you know, watered a little bit. We kind of, mm-hmm. Kind of looked at each other. We're like, okay, we'll see what happens, you know? And I have been pleasantly surprised. And, you know, I know that there's probably several people that are tuned in and stuff. Yes, I'm going to be catching up with some folks this week, you know, to get them in for, you know, some of the interviews that we do, you know, also for some more tips and things like that, and, you know, and all the cool things that, you know, that revolve around the Road Crew Radio Series. I do know that I can't throw the names out quite yet because they're not confirmed, but I do have a couple that are kind of in a holding pattern, you know, to do some interviews with and stuff. And so I'm real excited for 2018 because everybody has figured out that you and I have really kind of thrown the gauntlet, you know, and decided that, hey, this is a thing and we want to talk to a lot of different people. So it's become a fantastic thing.
Get as many people involved as we can. I mean, it's bringing together, you know, old faces and churning up, you know, remembering some stories and some, you know, some really cool things that we all did, and you tend to forget them after a while, and, you know, this is jarring a few memories, and I think it's been great in that way.
It is, and I tell you, I have to, since I've got you on the phone, you know, and I'm not sure if, you know, if this boy wonder is tuned in or not, but with that being said, I had exchanged a couple of messages with Batty, okay, and wishing him a happy new year and everything, right? And just so you know, and of course, I know you and I need to catch up on the phone, you know, as far as tomorrow. Batty is one of the ones that's going to be catching up with me on the load-in show that's happening this coming Thursday, you know, just because, you know, he was like, let's just have some fun, you know, that kind of stuff. So we're exchanging messages. And then he proceeds to tell me, he was like, Dee, I had this dream last night. He goes, and Putter was there, Dan was there, Kenny was there. He starts naming all of them. And I was like, what are you doing, man? He was like, it was so, he was dreaming. He was dreaming about it.
That's what he dreams. Now we know what Batty dreams about. I've always wondered.
Well, now you should be kind of somewhat quasi flattered. You know what I mean?
But apparently, just a little bit nervous.
Well, apparently he thinks that it's a sign. I told him it was a sign. I said, you know, there's a message. I said some higher power is trying to send you a message about something. I'm not sure what it is. He goes, well, I think it is because we're all supposed to go on tour again. I'm like, okay, that could be epic. So
that would be fun. That would be That'd be 1990 all over again. That would be awesome.
I know. I know. Hairdos and all.
Oh, my.
So
wow.
We've got our weekly tip. It's tip number 20. What are you thinking? You know, where are we kicking off the year with?
Well, you know, this is something that I've kind of been dealing with in the past year. Just it's something I neglected, and when you're on the road, when you're out there doing it, you know, by the time it gets to a day off, you can get tired, and you just want to go to your room, you just want to go to the hotel bar. Well, oftentimes, you know, you might have an Uncle Ted that lives an hour away, or a guy, a high school buddy that lives, you know, whatever. Don't neglect that.
Aww.
Take the time, rent the car, go drive the hour to see Uncle Ted. You know, one of my road brothers, and this is my delinquency just in my current life, Howard, he's a guitar tech, and he's been off the road 20 years, but he was here in Florida, and he came to where I work, and it, of course, we picked right up like it was yesterday, but we realized it'd been 17 years since we'd seen each other.
Oh, wow.
You know?
Right.
And you know, I just did that book road tour, and I was able to see my sister up on Long Island. I hadn't seen Ann and the kids in 10 years. And that just staggers me. So while you're out there and you've got relatives, old buddies, whatever, take the time, you know, rent the car. You can sit in the hotel bar another day. Go make the contact, see them, you know, because they're not always going to be there. I've lost a few people this year, too.
Oh.
And, you know, take the time. You'll be glad you did in the long run. You know, don't neglect anybody. You know, Uncle Ted's always not going to be there.
Right.
And, you know, I had a guy I went to since junior high school. We did gigs together, and I went to Long Island last summer, and he couldn't make it out there, and he passed away a few months ago. And it's like, you know, God.
Yeah.
But I hadn't really made the effort until recently, you know, because, you know, my life was a jumble for a while, too.
Of course.
I mean, you know, we all go through our stuff, and that's no excuse, but you know, like I said, I mean, these people that we love and we care about, and you think they're always going to be there, you know, I'll visit them next time I'm in town or whatever. You know what? Take the time. Take it, because
Perfect.
You'll be glad you did.
Perfect.
And if Uncle Ted's still alive next year, you can stop and see him again. You
Perfect.
Know, it's
Perfect.
Just, they're not always there. So, you know, I've been thinking a lot. I had a couple of other ideas for, you know, tonight's show, and I'll use them on other nights because,
okay.
you know, with the holidays, you start thinking about family and all that, you know, it's
yeah.
like, I still can't believe I missed 10 years of my nephews and nieces growing up just because my life was what it was.
Oh,
and,
wow.
you know, I promised myself I'm going to get up there at least a couple times a year from now on.
Perfect.
You know, and
there,
I want to take a road trip out and see some guys I used to tour with and sleep on some couches. You know, I can't get the lost years back, but I can make sure that the coming years are more, you know, involved with these people I care so much about. So
perfect.
You know,
I'm so glad.
That's my word this week. I know it's a little bit. It's not as rock and roll as could be. But dude, you know, anybody out there, if you're listening, believe me, you'll be glad you did. Just listen to me on this one, because I promise you, you'll be glad you did.
I'm so glad, you know, Kenny, I'm so glad you brought that up, though. And, you know, regardless if it's rock and roll or not, you know, and it's on as far as on the road, you know, being on the road, you know, is a certain way of life, you know what I mean? And sometimes, you know, that crazy life, you know, does extend itself to where you take for granted, you know, the other things that are always, you know, supposed to always be there. There are the other, you know, the people that are supposed to always be there and stuff. And it's somewhat, you know, when you do take that chance to somewhat slow down from that crazy life, what's going to be crazy is that when you look around and you go, oh my God, where is everybody? You know, where's,
yeah.
And so, you know, and it is, and it's so easy, especially when you're young, you know what I mean? Not that, I mean, you're bulletproof, you know what I mean? And you're 12 feet tall and you're thinking, oh man, they're always everybody's around. Everybody's going to be cool. It's all good. It's no big deal. We're not going to worry about this. So no, this is fantastic, because if you kind of get into the habits of doing that now, you know, it becomes becomes part of your world and part of your road life and everything now, you know, and you start making those arrangements, and it's okay. So, and this is a good time to bring that up, because I think about those things too. I think about the holidays, and I think about, you know, the people I love, and I think about my friends and stuff. And it's like, man, it would, you know, and we always talk about, hey, we need to meet up, or hey, we need to, you know, meet halfway, or hey, let me, you know, I'm going to be, you know, near you at some point and stuff. So let's go grab some lunch and stuff, you know, do those things. You know, when's the next chance you're going to get to?
Yeah, that's it. Sometimes you don't get another chance, so. Yeah, while people are here, you know, make the time, go do it. You know, I've got to get up to Memphis this year. You know, I got to come see you guys, record that radio show, and do all that.
We
got to get this going.
We were just talking about you, and it was Saturday. I think it was Saturday night when Rick and I were doing some production, and somehow we got to talking about the wonderful, wonderful Christmas show that you put together that we were able to air all throughout the holidays, you know, on Radio Memphis.
I appreciate that. All that coverage was awesome.
Oh my God! Are you kidding? And what was so beautiful was that, you know, you gave us this program, and Zeke, the one I was telling you about that we got to spend some time with, Zeke Johnson. You know, he does like a Christmas storytelling kind of thing too and stuff. And so we had actually put the programs back to back, and you know, it wound up being just a fantastic, you know, just Christmas programming, you know, for the station. And so it was something that we were doing with some of the programming, and something that we were doing with some of the content we were coming up with, and he was like Kenny likes this old stuff, like Kenny likes the stuff I'm talking about. Where's Kenny? I was like, Kenny's in Florida. He was like, why is he in Florida? You know? And he was like,
that's cool.
He was like, dude, awesome. He was like, all right, so he's coming anytime soon. I was like, well, he's gonna make a trip. I said, I think he's gonna make his way, you know, this way at some point in time. And he was like, okay. He goes, that's right, we're supposed to, you know, blah blah blah. And then he kind of went off into his mad scientist kind of way and stuff, and I was like, yeah. So that did come up, and so yes, we're holding you to this.
That's awesome that he dug it, you know.
Perfect.
Yeah, I was anxious. I mean, was there any feedback on that? Is there anything that you mean? I know this really isn't the time for that, but I was just curious if there was any feedback at all.
Just you know, just a lot of the friends and family and some of the listeners and stuff like that, you know, have always reported back and said, you know, what a nice program, what a fantastic program, what a nice touch, you know, something, you know, and it was something completely different, you know. And again, with us putting, you know, some back-to-back programming, you know, together and stuff, it was a nice break, and it was also something that they felt like they could sit down and they could listen to their, you know, with their families and stuff and have some fun, you know what I mean?
Very
and so
cool.
Yeah, and it was good and stuff, and so we enjoyed having that, and that may stay in the arsenal, you know, for future you know holiday traditions and stuff like that.
So, absolutely, yeah. I'd like to do more.
Perfect.
So as you know, I get through my year here and all the projects I've got stacking up, I definitely would like to do more of that, because that's where my heart is in a lot of ways, you know?
Oh,
well,
I know.
My heart's in a lot of places.
Well, I know your heart's in a ton of places, you know, and that's just kind of how you are about that. But at the same token, you know, it was very cool, you know, as far as, you know, the way that worked out, you know? And I'm so glad that, you know, it did what it did. So, you know, with that being said, you know, thank you so much.
Very cool.
You know, very cool. Good stuff.
Well, thanks for airing it. I mean, you guys were very supportive. I appreciate it.
Oh, not a problem. But see, and that's a beautiful thing, you know, for those of you that are tuned in. Yes, we're in the middle of a road tip. But it's so funny, because when we talk about these road tips and we talk about road crew and stuff like that, you're talking about teching, we're talking about production, we're talking about behind the scenes. And ultimately, all the stuff and all your connections, everything you do, you were able to create those kinds of things too, along with your talents and all the other stuff that you are able to do. So how fun is that?
Yeah, it's been a good ride so far.
Good. Very good. Well, listen, sweetie, I know that it's late for you. I know you got to figure, you know, change your world around and stuff, you know, as far as with some of the shift and things like that.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it's been crazy.
I will be catching up with you tomorrow afternoon at some point. Okay, I'll be giving you a call.
Very cool, D.
Yeah, so we're gonna chit chat and stuff, because we got some road crew radio stuff that we need to get together. And
we absolutely do.
Yeah, to get into the new year with and stuff like that.
We've got this new segment coming up called Baddie's Dream.
Well, look, just make sure, okay, because, you know, like I said, we've got the Radio Memphis load-in that's coming in this Thursday. It's first Thursday of every month, you know, for the two-hour load-in and stuff. And what happened was that since Batty missed load-in, And he had a very, very great reason why he missed it. But nonetheless, he missed it. And so to make it up to me, because I knew that this month was going to be crazy with everybody kind of winding up again, you know, from holidays and getting everybody on schedules and things like that. What he promised me, and I checked with him today again, was that he was going to do the load-in show with me, and we were going to tell stories, and we were going to cut up. And if people want to call in, that's fine, you know, whatever. So we're probably going to discuss that dream with Batty, you know.
And that's going to be some good radio right there.
Yeah, I mean, and it's one of those, I know you and I, we always start the show together and stuff like that, but if you feel the need to call back in and go, so man, yeah, let's talk. You know what I mean? We may need to counsel him. I'm not sure yet. You know what I mean? And I'm thinking that could be possible. You know what I mean? Because, you know, when he starts throwing in, you know, like, you know, this is the thing, I'm like, okay, maybe I need to pull the brothers together and we need to sit down and, you know, have a circle and, you know, and hold hands and stuff.
Figure this out. Yeah, there's going to be some figuring and probably some drawing of pictures, maybe finger painting. I don't know.
Oh, we do. We love him. Yeah, you and I, we'll talk. We'll talk about this. Go get you some sleep, honey. Okay, I'll give you a shout tomorrow.
All right, take care, sweetheart. Thanks again.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Ken Barr, Ken Barr Films, we are the Road Crew, and bringing you tip number 20 right here for Radio Memphis, the Road Crew Radio Series, a tip that we bring you every week during Memphis Metal Mondays right here at 9:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. And of course, sometimes, you know, you got to remember, yes, we have a lot of tech tips, and we have a lot of what's good to do while you're on the stage, and what, you know, what happens if, you know, you need to do something as far as with production and things like that. And sometimes, you know, these guys will come up with some fantastic tips because they want you to think about something that they may have neglected, or they may have forgotten about, or they may have overlooked. And so for tip number 20, New Year's Day 2018, it is a beautiful time to reflect and remember to not neglect the opportunity to catch up with friends and family on the road when you get the chance. So if you happen to be rolling in and maybe you're going to Dallas and you know you've got some, you know, uncles, you've got some aunts, you've got some cousins, brothers, sisters, or whatever the case may be, make those arrangements and stuff like that, because you would really hate to miss it, you know, if you never got to after that point, right? Right.
Tune in every Monday night at 9:30 p.m. Central to Radio Memphis for your weekly tips in the studio, on the stage, and out on the road. It's all part of the Radio Memphis Road Crew Radio Series, and it's only on Radio Memphis.
The proceeding was produced by Pirate Radio Studios Incorporated and originally aired live on Radio Memphis. Any offers or advertisement contained may not still be valid. All rights are reserved, and copyright is held by Pirate Radio Studios Incorporated, Memphis, Tennessee. For more, look for all the RMOD players at radio-memphis.com.